ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹ. பிரம்மசூத்ரா சாப்டர் 3 ததந்தர பிரதிபத்தியாதிகரணம். ததந்தர பிரதிபத்தௌ ப்ரம்ஹதி சம்பரிஷ்வக்தஹ பிரஷ்ன நிரூபணாபியாம் த்ரயாத்மகத்வாத்து பூயஸ்த்வாத் ப்ராணகதேஷ்ச அக்னியாதி கதி ஸ்ருதேரிதி சேத் ந பாக்தத்வாத் ப்ரதமே அஸ்ரவணாதிதி சேத் ந தா ஏவ ஹி உபபத்தேஹ அஸ்ருத்வாதிதி சேத் ந இஷ்டாதிகாரிணாம் ப்ரதீதேஹ பாக்தம் வா அநாத்மவித்வாத் ததா ஹி தர்ஷயதி. கிருதாத்யயாதிகரணம். கிருதாத்யயே அனுஷயவான் திருஷ்டஸ்மிருதிபியாம் யதேதம் அனேவஞ்ச சரணாதிதி சேத் ந உபலக்ஷணார்த்தேதி கார்ஷ்ணாஜினிஹி ஆனர்த்தக்யம் இதி சேத் ந தத் அபேக்ஷத்வாத் சுக்ருத துஷ்கிருத ஏவ இதி து பாதரிஹி. அனிஷ்டாதிகாரியாதிகரணம். அனிஷ்டாதிகாரிணாம் அபி ச ஸ்ருதம் சம்யமனே த்வனுபூய இதரேஷாம் ஆரோஹ அவரோஹௌ தத்கதி தர்ஷனாத் ஸ்மரந்தி ச அபி ச சப்த தத்ராபி ச தத்வியாபாராத் அவிரோதஹ வித்யா கர்மணோஹோ இதி து ப்ரக்ருதத்வாத் ந த்ருதீயே தத்வோபலப்தேஹ ஸ்மர்யதே அபி ச லோகே தர்ஷனாச் ச திருத்தீய சப்த அவரோத சம்சோகஜஸ்ய சாபாவியாபத்தியதிகரணம். தத் சாபாவிய ஆபத்திஹி உபபத்தேஹ நாதிச்சிராதிகரணம். ந அதிச்சிரேண விசேஷாத் அந்யாதிஷ்டிதாதிகரணம். அந்ய அதிஷ்டிதேஷு பூர்வவத் அபிலாபாத் அசுத்தம் இதி சேத் ந சப்தாத் ரேதசிக்யோகோத யோனே ஷரீரம். நவ் வி ஸ்டார்டட் தி நெக்ஸ்ட் அதிகரணம், சந்தியாதிகரணம். சந்தியே சிருஷ்டிஹி ஆக ஹி. சந்தியே சிருஷ்டிஹி ஆக ஹி. திஸ் இஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் சூத்ரா அண்ட் செகண்ட் பாதா, தேர்ட் சாப்டர், 319th ரன்னிங் பிரம்மசூத்ரா. லெட் அஸ் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் இன்ட்ரடியூஸ் திஸ் அதிகரணம் which has 6 sutras. And the first 4 adhikaranams of this pada, they deal with jivatma vichara. And the primary feature of jivatma is going through the 3 avasthas. Who goes through the jagrat avastha, swapna avastha, sushupti avastha? The jiva. So avastha atraya vichara is nothing but jivatma vichara, inquiry into the jivatma. And the sutra conveys that jivatma is superficially associated with the 3 avasthas, jagrata avastha, swapna avastha, and sushupti avastha. So through the 3 avasthas, one suffers and undergoes sukha and dukkha bhogas. So through inquiry, it is revealed that jivatma is not associated with avastha trayam at all. And jivatma is only an illuminator of the avasthatraya. Avasthatraya means the 3 avasthas. So between the 2 words, there is a lot of difference. Actually, as I mentioned to you, this is an analysis chapter. So we have to inquire about everything. So when you say avasthatraya illuminator, jivatma is illuminator of problems and jivatma is not associated with the problem. Jivatma is illuminator of the problems in the 3 avasthas. But problem means sukha dukkha alos. It is not associated with them. So illuminator light is not polluted with the illumined impurity. For example, the sunlight falling on a drainage water is not polluting the sunlight. Avasthatraya sakshi is shuddha jivatma. Avasthatraya sakshi, witness consciousness, is shuddha jivatma. அவஸ்தாத்ரய விசிஷ்டா இஸ் அசுத்த, இம்பியூர். So if you keep in mind the superficial Ashuddha Jivatma, impure Jivatma, then the Mahavakyam, Tattvamasi, will not work. You will always challenge the teacher. You will ask, how can I be Paramatma? It is ridiculous and all. That's what people will say, how I can be Bhagavan? So the student whose mind is saturated with Ashuddha Jivatma and Shuddha Paramatma, he very strongly resists this teaching. If Tvam Padartha Shodhanam is kept in mind, yesterday I introduced that. Tvam Padartha, in Tattvamasi, the Tvam Pada, the Shodhanam of that is kept in mind. The student's mind is in concurrence with the teaching of the teacher. Therefore, in the form of Tvam Pada Vichara, we get Avastatraya Vichara. That is how the development is going to be. Avastatraya Vichara, the three states, in the form of Tvam Pada Vichara, inquiry into the term Tvam in Tattvamasi. So in the previous Pada, in the form of Jiva Gati, the travel of the Jiva, Jagrat Avastha has been discussed. We already saw that. So in this Pada, Swapna and Sushupti Avasthas are going to be discussed. So in this first Adhikarana, we get the Swapna Prapancha Vichara, inquiry into the nature of the dream world. And the controversy here is what? Whether Swapna Prapancha, the dream world, is it real or unreal? To put it in technical language, the question is what? Swapna Prapancha, is it as real as Jagrat Prapancha? The dream world, is it actually as real as the waking world or less real than Jagrat Prapancha? The Purvapakshi, he claims that Swapna Prapancha is as real as Jagrat Prapancha and says both are equally real. And we all know that dream world is unreal. So it is only a mental projection. It is only an appearance. However, there are some people, some philosophers who claim that Swapna Prapancha is real, it's a real creation and as real as Jagrat Prapancha. It is not only a real creation, and it is created by the Lord also. It is not our creation. It is the creation of the Lord also. That's what they say. Bhagavan creates the Swapna Prapancha privately for my use. It is not my mental imagination, but it is the creation of the Lord itself. Who says? Purvapakshi. Therefore, Swapna Prapancha is Satyam according to them. But Siddhantin says, Swapna Prapancha is less real than Jagrat Prapancha, but created by Jivatma out of one's own vasanas. Siddhanta says, Swapna Prapancha is less real than Jagrat Prapancha, but created by Jivatma out of one's own vasanas. That is going to be the conclusion in this Adhikarana. Therefore, in the second Pada of Chapter 3, an inquiry into the Jiva's avasthas, different states of experiences, avasthas are being done. As I mentioned, the purpose of inquiry is, I'm going to the only right side, whatever I said, the purpose of inquiry is to arrive at the appropriate meaning of Jivatma with respect to the Mahavakyam Tattvamasi. Thus, Jivatma should be understood in such a manner that Jivatma could comfortably equate to Paramatma. This is possible only when we know that Jivatma is not related to Avastatrayam and Jivatma is the witness of the Avastatrayam, the three Avastas. So if it is associated with Avastatrayam, it can never be equal to Paramatma. If it is the witness of the Avastatrayam alone, it can be comfortably equated to Paramatma. So to show this, Avastas are being analyzed in this part. And Vyasacharya has taken up Swapna Avastha for analysis in the first Adhikarana. And he finds out whether Swapna Prapancha is as real as Jagrat Prapancha. There is no controversy. Jagrat Prapancha is also not absolute reality. And Swapna Prapancha also is not absolute reality that we all know. All are mithya. Vedantin knows. Between Jagrat Prapancha and Swapna Prapancha, is there equal order of reality or not is the question. You know both of them are mithya. But between them, is there any gradation? Taratamyam is there or not in terms of reality? And the Purvapakshi says, Swapna Prapancha is as real as Jagrat Prapancha. Lord himself creates it. Swapna Prapancha. Dream world is created by the Lord himself. Swapna Prapancha is as much Ishvara Srishti as Jagrat Prapancha. And Vyasacharya wants to refute this idea. And he wants to point out Swapna Prapancha is only Jiva's projection. Therefore, it is less real than even Jagrat Prapancha. Swapna Prapancha is even less real than Jagrat Prapancha. So this is the essence of this Adhikarana. And the first two sutras are Purvapakshi sutras in this Adhikarana. And later Siddhanta sutras will come. And the Purvapakshi said that Swapna Prapancha is Satyam. And for that, what is the quotation he takes from? He takes from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, 3rd section, 10th mantra. Na tatra ratha, na ratha yoga, na pantano bhavanti, atham ratan ratha yogan pataha srijate. Na tatra anandaha mudaha pramudho bhavanti, atham ananda muda pramudaha srijate. Pay attention to the verb srijate. Na tatra veshantaha pushkarinyaha sravantyaha bhavanti, atham veshantan pushkarinihi sravantihi srijate. And the last three words, sahi karta. We are going to analyze all of them. And the Shruti says, in Swapna, things are created, srijate. That's why I asked you to pay attention to the word, srijate. In Swapna, in the dream, things are created. That's what Veda says. The Upanishad says, he quoted Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Therefore, Purvapakshi claims, the verb of creation, namely srijate, is used in the context of real creation. When you imagine something, you do not use the word create. He hangs on to the word srijate, the creation. And there is also another set of words, as I mentioned, the last three words, sahi karta. It means he indeed is the creator. Sahi karta means he indeed is the creator. We are going to analyze all this. Here he is a pronoun which requires a noun. And that noun you have to supply. And Purvapakshi says that he is the Lord. So when he wants to supply the noun for that pronoun, that he says it is Lord himself. Therefore, Ishvara is the creator of Swapna Prapancha, like Jagrat Prapancha, and Swapna Prapancha is as Satyam as Jagrat Prapancha, Jagrat Prapanchavat, according to him. And he hangs on to the two words, Srijate and Karta. Sahi Karta and Srijate, he hangs on to these two and he claims Swapna Prapancha is real. Now let us do the word analysis of this sutra. What is the sutra? Sandhye Srishtihi Ahahi. Srishtihi means here there is real creation. Adi Swapna Prapancha. Sandhye. Sandhye here means dream, in dream. He aha, because the Veda says so. That is the just word meaning. Now let us see the significance of the words. Sandhyam is a technical word occurring in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, 3rd section, 9th mantra. Tasya va etasya purushasya dve eva sthane bhavata idancha paralokasthanancha sandhyam tritiyagam Swapnasthanam tasmin sandhye sthane tittan yete ubhe sthane pashyati. Sandhyam is defined as swapna here. Sandhyam swapnasthanam. And the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad explains why sandhyam is called swapna. It itself gives the first meaning of sandhyam. Sandhyam means that which is a junction or link between two. Sandhya is linked between, for example, Sandhya Kalam, the link between day and night. And Swapna is a junction between what and what then? If you want to use the word Sandhyam for Swapna, it is the junction between what and what? Shankaracharya says one thing is very, very evident. It is a junction between Jagrat and Sushupti, among the three states, the waking state and the deep sleep state. It is the junction between these two states. It is between waking state and total sleep. It is not total waking, It is not, because it does not experience the world with sense organs. It cannot be called a total waking state. It is not total sleep state also, because it creates inner created world in it, so the dream world. Therefore, sandhav, jagrat sushupti sandhav bhavam, swapnasthana. But Brihadaranyaka Upanishad gives another meaning, which is not known to common people. In dream, a person, it's an interesting analysis. In dream, a person continues to be in this janma only, right? He is not in a different janma. He is in the same janma only. Swapna is part of experiences relating to this janma only. And towards the end of the present janma, a person will begin to get the experiences of future janma. As we say, coming events cast the shadow before. Similarly, Jivaha gets the idea what is in store for him in the next birth, in the present birth through Swapna. He also has a glimpse into the other janma. Interestingly, today, coincidentally, our Dr. Dwarakanath sent to me a clip from some publication. And that is interesting. I was intrigued by that. He says new data from a scientific accident. It is not it's a implicated finding. It's an accidental finding. It has suggested that life may actually flash before our eyes as we die. A team of scientists set out to measure the brain waves of an 87-year-old patient who had developed epilepsy. But during the neurological recording, he suffered a fatal heart attack, offering an unexpected recording of a dying brain. And it revealed that in the 30 seconds before and after, the man's brain waves followed the same patterns as dreaming or recalling memories. So brain activity of this sort could suggest that a final recall of life, in quotes, may occur in the person's last moments, the team wrote in the study published in Frontiers in Aging Neuroscience. So these are all some findings. So this was actually totally by chance. They didn't plan to do this research. By accident, they came to such an analysis, such a finding. It's an incidental topic. I just want to mention because I got this from Dwarakanath. I want to share with everybody because this has some relevance with this topic. So it is an interim. So similar, Jiva gets the idea that in what is in store for him in the next birth, in the present birth through Swapna. So he also has glimpses into the other janma also. Therefore, it is an intermediary stage between the next janma and the present janma. Originally, we said between Jagrat and Sushupti. But here it is said it is next janma and present janma. It is a link. Not all dreams reflect the next janma. Some dreams reflect next janma. The Swapna is the sill, like the window sill. The sill of the next janma and the present janma. Therefore, Vartamana janma, Bhavi janma, Sandha. In this junction of these two, present janma and the future janma, Bhavam. That is in the Sandhi. And therefore, Swapna avastha is called Sandhya. That is how the word Sandhyam is explained here by Vyasacharya. Then the next word is Srishtihi. The real creation done by the Lord himself. So Swapna, the dream world, is the real creation done by the Lord. Aha means Shruti Aha. Veda itself clearly says, for which we quoted the 4.3.10 of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, said earlier, na tatra ratha na ratha yoga na panthano bhavanti atha rathan ratha yogan pataha srijati. That mantra I just now quoted. And Sahi Karta, I also asked you to pay attention to those three words. Here, all the words are kept in mind. Final, he is the reasoning. Sa hi kartha. The reasoning is the Shruti Pramanam. We wear the Pramanam for this. So what is said now? It is not the imagination of the mind. And Vyasacharya uses the word Sandhyam for Swapna. And Shankaracharya gave two derivatives. One is Swapna is called Sandhyam because it is a link between Ihaloka and Paraloka. That we just now saw. So, Ihaloka, Paraloka, Sandhav, Bhavam, Sandhyam. This is definition is given by Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself that we saw just now. And during Swapna, a person is in the present janma, as I already mentioned that. And at the same time, he gets a glimpse of future Janma also, and therefore he experiences both the Janmas. And another derivative Shankaracharya gives is, why these two, because we are trying to understand the word Sandhi, Sandhya. And another derivation Shankaracharya gives is, Jagrat Sushupti Sandhav Bhavam. It is the one between Jagrat Avastha and Sushupti Avastha, in that junction, Sandhya. So it is also Sandhi between Jagrat Avastha and Sushupti Avastha. And now in the Mandukya Upanishad, it says, Sushupti, the sleep state, is the corridor between Jagrat and Swapna. Now look at that. We just now said that Swapna Avastha is the Sandhi between Jagrat and Sushupti. But Mandukya here, it says Sushupti is the corridor between Jagrat and Swapna. So very interesting mantra. Yatra supto na kanchana kamam kamayate na kanchana swapnam pasyati tat sushuptam. Sushuptasthana yeki bhutaha prajnana ghana eva anandamayaha hi anandabhuk cheto mukaha. This word is important. Cheto mukaha. I will draw your attention to that. Cheto mukaha prajna sthritiyaha padaha. That is that mantra from Mandukya Upanishad. Here the word cheto mukaha, it occurs. And if you remember, when we discussed all these things during our Mandukya discussions, but if you remember, fine, those who attended, if you don't, it doesn't matter, mostly you may not. So during our Mandukya discussions, we said earlier, we gave a definition for this word, the Cheto Mukaha. We said at that time, Sushupti is the link or the corridor between Jagrat Avastha and Supna Avastha. Sushupti is the corridor between Jagrat and Supna. Whereas here, now in Brahma Sutra, we say Swapna is this corridor or Sandhi between Jagrat and Sushupti. So which one is correct? Sushupti is the Sandhi or Swapna is the Sandhi? That question we ourselves have to raise. We can resolve the contradiction only by translating the word Sandhi appropriately according to context. Very important. We have to translate the word Sandhi appropriately in this context. So Shankaracharya says, it's not Mandukya context. Here Shankaracharya says, Swapna is the Sandhi between Jagrat and Sushupti Avastas. And you do not translate the word Sandhi here as a link. The word link should be used only when it is said, it is a link between Ihaloka and Paraloka. Between Swapna and Sushupti, you don't call it, Jagrat and Sushupti, you do not call it a Sandhi. You say it only between Ihaloka and Paraloka. When it is Sandhi between Jagrat Avastha and Swapna Avastha, do not translate it as a link. Who says? Shankaracharya says. Then it will contradict Mandukya Upanishad. Then what is the word used here? That word is intermediary state. It is not Sandhi. It is intermediary state in this context. Sandhyam as Sandhi between Jagrat Avastha and Swapna Avastha is not translated as a link, but as an intermediary state. And what do we mean by intermediary state? Because there is another Avastha now. See, state is an Avastha, right? Jagrat Avastha, Swapna Avastha, Sushupti Avastha. There is an intermediary Avastha. So intermediary here means that Swapna has got partial features of Sushupti and has also partial features of Jagrat. Swapna, we have to prove all this. Swapna has got partial features of Sushupti and also partial features of Jagrat. The features common to both Avastas, what are those? In both of them, one does not operate sense organs and experience the external world. In Swapna and Sushupti, both of them, one does not operate sense organs and experience the external world. That is, the common feature between Swapna and Sushupti is both of them are asleep, as it were, to the external world. So both Swapna and Sushupti, both of them are asleep to the external world. Then what is common feature between them? Swapna and Jagrat. It is in both the avastas, there is triputi, subject, object, reality, duality is there. Varieties of experiences causing sukham and dukkham, they are all there. Between Jagrat and Swapna. Being asleep to the external world is common to both what? Swapna and Sushupti. Being asleep to the external world is common to both Swapna and Sushupti. Therefore, Swapna is called Sandhi and not link. Having features of both Jagrat and Sushupti. It is Mishram. like dawn and dusk. It is neither totally the day, nor it is totally the night. It has partial darkness and partial light. In that aspect, it is said. That is so contextually, we have to understand here, not directly have a quotation from Mandukyam and try to understand it differently. Now let us enter to the next sutra, second sutra. Nirmatarancha yeke putradayascha. Nirmatarancha yeke putradayascha. Second sutra, second pada, third chapter, 320th running Brahma Sutra. First, let us go to the general analysis. As we said, this is also a Purvapakshi Sutra, which claims that Swapna Prapancha is real. And in the previous sutra, Purvapakshi gave two arguments. First argument is the word Srijate, occurring in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, fourth chapter, third section, 10th mantra, that is Ratan, Ratha Yogan, Patha, Yogan, Yogan, Patha, Srijate, all that thing. So that the Srijate word was used from that particular quotation. And the word Srijate is used, Swapna must be real, according to him. Then the second sutra, Purvapakshi gives one more argument. And to say, Bhagavan, the Lord, is the creator of Swapna Prapancha, the dream world. And in the same Brihadaranyaka Upanishad mantra 4.3.10, Sahi Karta, the last three words I drew your attention at that time. He is indeed the creator. That's what this means. Sahi Karta, he is indeed the creator. So it is an important portion. And the Purvapakshi argues, this means he is the creator of dream world. And here the pronoun he takes it to mean Bhagavan Ishvara. And since Ishvara creates the dream, it is not my mental projection. And not only that, Advaitins also accept this fact that some of our prarabdha is exhausted in Swapnavastha. Advaitins accept that. Some of our prarabdha also is exhausted during Swapnavastha. And if karma is to be exhausted through Swapna, then Bhagavan is the giver of karma palam. And therefore, Bhagavan is the creator of Swapna. That is the argument. How he comes? Because karma is to be exhausted through Swapna, Bhagavan is the giver of karma pala. Karma pala dhata is the Lord. So Bhagavan should have created Swapna. Therefore, Swapna Prapancha is Satyaha. But the problem Purvapakshi faces is what? The Upanishad does not clearly say Bhagavan is Karta. Upanishad only uses the pronoun for Karta. Sahi Karta, it said. So naturally, pronoun here means controversy. Purvapakshi understands this problem, and therefore in the second sutra, he gives further arguments to support that he is the creator, he within quotes, he means Lord. Lord is the creator. Then how does he prove that? Purvapakshi says, whenever there is a controversy in one Upanishad, this we have seen earlier also, you resolve that controversy by seeking a parallel idea in some other Upanishad Shruti. And that Upanishad, that Shruti Vakyam, should not be equally vague also. It should be at least firm. Therefore, we have to refer to another Upanishad for clarification. And Purvapakshi says, fortunately, he has got a powerful mantra from Kathopanishad, which supports his conclusion that Swapna Prapancha is Bhagavan's creation only and not Jiva's mental projection. And what is the mantra he quotes? It is the second chapter, second section, eighth mantra of Kathopanishad. Sa esha supteshu jagarti kamam kamam purusho nirmimanaha. Tadeva shukram, tad brahma, tadeva amritam uchate. Tasmin lokaha sitaha sarve tadunatyedi kaschana etad vaitate. This is the mantra. So now we have to analyze this Kathopanishad mantra. So a lot of analysis is involved now. What does this mantra say? Yaha yeshaha supteshu jagarti kamam kamam purusho nirmimanaha asti. Here also we get into a problem. There is another pronoun, yeshaha, is used here. He is trying to take a quotation from another Upanishad, which also has a pronoun, yeshaha. And this one, yeshaha means this one, nirmimanaha, nirmanaha, creates. So this one, Eshaha, this one creates Swapna Prapancha. When Supteshu, when all other sense organs are resolved, therefore external world is not experienced. At that time, this one within quotes creates Swapna Prapancha. That is what this mantra says. And what type of Swapna Prapancha? That is very important. Kamam, kamam, yeshaha, purushaha. Kamam, kamam, purusho, nirmimanaha, yaha, yeshaha, supteshu, jagarti, kamam, kamam. That is the mantra. And the word purushaha also does not enlighten us more. Because the word purusha can be used for both jivatma and paramatma. So therefore the pronoun yeshaha and the word purushaha both cannot help us directly. So this purusha in swapna avastha creates swapna prapancham consisting of what? Kamam, kamam, various sense objects. This is what this line means. This purusha in swapna avastha creates swapna prapancham consisting of kamam, kamam, various sense objects. And here also there is a further grammatical problem here. This is where I'm only touching the tip. The very surface of the iceberg. There is still a lot of things. So here, further grammatical problem is here. We don't have to dwell on that problem too much, but I will only hint on that. According to grammar, the word kama has several meanings that we know. And two main meanings are, one is the popular meaning, which is desire. Kama is desire. This is a popular meaning. And there is another meaning also. Kama means desired object is also kama. So the desire is also kama, desired object is also kama. What is the difference? The difference between the first meaning, namely desire, and the second meaning, desired object, what is the difference between them? Desire is a property of the mind, and therefore it exists within the mind only. Whereas the desired object is an object which is outside you. So desire is a property which is within the mind, and desired object is outside you. Desire is intangible and desired object is tangible. Therefore, Purvapakshi himself analyzes and he quotes several Shruti Pramanams in support of his claim. He himself analyzes this. In Kathopanishad, he quotes several mantras in the first chapter, first section, mantras 23, 24, 25. You will not go into the details, but they are all interesting mantras. Satayushaha, Putra Pautran Vinishwa. This is all the promise of Yamadharmaraja to Nachiketas. Satayushaha, Putra Pautran Vinishwa. Bahun, Pashun, Hasti, Kiranmayam, Ashwane. All those things you ask, I'll give all of them. So he gives lot of these things. And in this mantra, in the last mantra, which I quoted just now, Yeye Kamaha Durlaba Martyaloke. Sarvan kaman chandataha prarthayasva. He asked him, all these things are all very rare in Manushya Loka. So you can ask for all of them. So with the help of those mantras, Purvapakshi proves that kama in this context means object only. Therefore, kama is padarthaha, vishayaha, and such a derivation in Sanskrit grammar, actually it has got a name. It is karma vyutpatti, it is. Purvapakshi says, kama should not be bhava vyutpatti. If desire is the meaning, it is abstract noun derivation. And if you translate kama as sense object, it is karma vyutpatti, objective derivation. Actually, these are all grammar, very intensive. And there are several derivations, subjective derivation, objective derivation, instrumental derivation, source derivation, location derivation, abstract noun. So many are there, but for one word. We do not go all of them. I'm just only mentioning that. So this is only an aside information, not to be bothered too much. So here kama means objective derivation and therefore it is sense object only. Therefore this Kathopanishad mantra says this purusha creates the dream sense objects. This Purvapakshi himself argues further. There may be a confusion regarding the word this purusha. I already mentioned when you say this purusha, it is whether Jivatma or Paramatma question will come. It can refer to both. So Purvapakshi says, continue to read the same Kathopanishad mantra 2.2.8. That will clarify. It says, Tadeva Shukram Tad Brahma. Tadeva Amritam Uchyate. Tadeva Shukram Tad Brahma. So the Upanishad itself clarifies That Purusha means Brahma, and Brahma means Paramatma. Not Chaturmukha Brahma, with Brahma means Pacha Paramatma. Thus, the Kathopanishad mantra clearly says that this Purusha, the Paramatma alone creates Swapna Padartha, Swapna world, dream world. These are the mantras we have seen earlier in the Upanishad lectures also in detail. We are only now looking at in a different perspective, but we have not seen them so closely at that time because it was a running Upanishad lecture, whereas here we are doing analysis, so we go into more details here. That is actually advantage of Brahma Sutra. The many of the mantras which are commonly used mantras we saw in Upanishads, we will go into analysis here because all the contradictions and all those things have to be resolved. So we are doing it minutely. Therefore, Swapna Prapancha is Satyam, Paramatma Srishtatvat, according to Kathopanishad. Because it was created by the Lord Paramatma, it should be Satya, it should be real. Then Purva Pakshi further clarifies also through another mantra from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, fourth chapter, third section, 14th mantra. I will only quote the relevant line. Yani Heva Jagrat Pashyati Tani Suptaha. Whatever type of experience a waker has, the same experience a dreamer also has. Yani heva jagrat pashyati. Whatever we see in the waking state, tani suptaha api. The same experience we have in the dream state also. From this, the Upanishad equates jagrat prapancham and swapna prapancham. And therefore, both must be equally real. We cannot say Swapna is of a lesser order of reality. Thus, from the Kathopanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, we come to know Bhagavan is the Nirmata, Karta, creator of what? Swapna Prapancham. And therefore, because it is created by the Lord Himself, it should be real. This is the general analysis of this sutra. Now, let us see the running meaning. Cha means moreover, AK means some Upanishads, they reveal, we have to supply some Upanishads, they reveal. Nirmataram means as the creator. We have to supply Paramatma as the creator of what? Of the dream world. So this all we have to supply. Nirmataram means as the creator only, but we have to say Paramatma as the creator of the dream world. Putradayaha cha. The word kama occurring in Kathopanishad, that kama, all those things, explanation we said. And whether it is desire or desired object, all that thing, sense objects. So putradeha here, putra means son. Putradeha means son, grandson, and all that thing. So they are all referred to the word kama occurring in Kathopanishad means all these things. Sons, grandsons, and so many things. And this is the running meaning. Now we will see the significance of the words. Nirmataram. Nirmataram. Nirmata means the creator. So this is the translation of the word karta, quoted in Brihadaranyaka. Sahi Karta, that Karta is Nirmata here. From Brihadaranyaka Upanishad 4.3.10. Who is the creator? Paramatma Jivatma? We have to supply Paramatma is the creator. Paramatmanam Nirmataram Ahuhu. Who says this? Ekecha. Some branches of Veda. Kathopanishad, they support my conclusion. That's what they say. So Eke Shakinaha, Veda Shakinaha, Paramatmanam Nirmataram Padanti. And we have to come to Kathopanishad quotation also, 2.2.7 or 8, beginning in the first sloka, there may be some confusion with the number, 7 or 8. There the word kama is a controversial word, as we just now discussed, because kama can refer to either our own desire or the sense objects. So here Purva Pakshi says, kama should mean sense organs only, like putra, pautra and all these objects, which is the meaning from the mantras that we said in Kathopanishad. Satayushaha, putra, pautran, vrinishma, bahun, pashun, hasti, hiranmayam, ashwan, all that thing. So in the beginning, Yamadharmaraja offered several boons to Nachiketas, like putra, pautra, elephants, gold, even damsels, chariot, musical instruments, wealth, all of those. And there all of them were called kama. And word kama is used there, not in the sense of desire, but desired objects. The line that we quoted then, Ee kamaha dullabaha matyaloke sarvan kaman chandadaha pratayasva. This is the expression there. Therefore, putradayaha of this sutra is the meaning of the word kama in Kathopanishad. That mantra 2.2.7 or 8. And because of these reasons, Swapna Prapancha is the creation of Ishvara. And the thesis deduced in Sutra 1 and 2 is now criticized by the Purvapakshi, whatever he has said. Therefore, it is Satyam. And this is the view of some of the Purvapakshis. And this is the view of Visishtadvaitam also. With this, the Purvapakshi part of this Adhikaranam is over. Now we are going to go to the Siddhanta portion. In the next sutra, we will read. Maya matram tu katsmyena anabhivyaktaha swarupatvat. Maya matram tu katsmyena anabhivyakta swarupatvat. Third sutra, second pada, third chapter, 321st running Brahma Sutra. Let us do the general analysis. As we said earlier, Siddhanti's answer to Purvapakshi starts from this sutra. And in this sutra, Vyasacharya, what does he say? Swapna prapancha is maya matram. Here the word maya matram is one word. So it refers to pratibhasika satyam. Maya matram refers to pratibhasika satyam. It is unreal. It is less real than, unreal means it is less real than even jagrat prapancha. As I told already, jagrat prapancha, supna, all are unreal only. They are all mithya. But between supna and jagrat, it is less real than jagrat. According to Advaitin, jagrat prapancha also itself is also unreal. But between the two unreals, supna is more unreal. Between the two unreals, Swapna is more unreal. We can give an example. In practical life also, we see it is like a lie told by an intelligent liar and a dumb liar. And unintelligent dumb liar cannot sustain his lie for long because he doesn't know how to lie properly. It requires more intelligence for telling a lie. Whereas an intelligent liar sustains the lie for longer number of days. Of course, one day it's also going to go out. But he can sustain it for longer days. So also, is the Ishvara, Ishvara Shrishti is like the lie of an intelligent liar. It is a bigger mithya. And Jiva Shrishti in the form of Swapna is a smaller mithya. Ishvara Shrishti is a bigger mithya. And Swapna Shrishti of a Jiva is smaller mithya. Ishvara creation lasts for several janmas. While our creation in the form of dream lasts only for a few minutes maybe. What is the reason? Why do we say Swapna Prapancha is unreal? This has been discussed in Gaudapatha Acharya's Karika very nicely in Vaitatya Prakaranam, second chapter of Mandukya Karika, Vaitatya Prakaranam. There are actually first three, four verses. Vaitatyam sarva bhavanam swapna ahur mahinishinaham antasthanat udbhavanam udbhavanam samrtatvena hetunam Adir Gatva Chakalasya Gatvadeshantam Pashyatim Pratibuddhyascha Vai Sarvaham Tasmindeshena Vidyatem Abhavascharathadhinam Shruyatenyaya Purvakam Vaitatyam Tena Vai Praptam Swapna Ahu Prakashitam Antasthanatu Bedhanam Tasma Jagarite Sprutam Yata Tatra Tata Swapne Sambhutatvena Vidyatem. Gaudapadacharya discusses very elaborately. Those arguments are not, they are remained here. There he gives three reasons to point out why Swapna is unreal. Namely, he gives Shruti Pramanam, Yukti Pramanam, Anubhava Pramanam, all three. Whereas in this portion, all these three are not elaborately given. Only Yukti Pramanam is briefly discussed, is indicated here in this particular sutra. Therefore, we will connect you now to Mandukya Upanishad Karika, just only to relate to this. Shruti support. Brahadaranyaka Upanishad, 4th chapter, 3rd section, 13th mantra and 20th mantra both. And this is a different Shruti, whereas Vaitatya Prakaranam gives the 4.3.10. Actually, there we are giving here 13, 4.3.13 and 20, whereas there is 4.3.10 in Vaitatya Prakaranam. And in the Brahadaranyaka Upanishad, there is this 4.3.13 that says, Atevas Tribihi Saha Modamanaha Jakshudutevapi Bhayani Pashyan. Jakshudutevapi Bhayani Pashyan. This dreamer, what does he do? He enjoys Utevas Tribihi Sahamodamanaha. He enjoys with wife. And then Jakshudutevapi. Children and all those people in dream. Utaiva, most important. Uteva, first word. Utaiva, as though. As though he enjoys. Upanishad says Bhutaiva, as though he enjoys. That means what? There is nothing real. And Jakshat Utaiva, for that also, Jakshat Utaivapi. That also, he put in both, he could have just only stopped with one Utaiva. But he says for both, as though enjoys. So the Upanishad uses the word Iva for everything. Jakshat Utaiva, Bhayani Pashyanne, all that thing it uses. So this is the 4.3.13th of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And also another mantra in Brihadaranyaka, 4.3.20, Atha Yatrainam Granthi, Granthi Iva, Jananti, Jinanti Iva, Hasti Iva, Vichaya Yati. Atha Yatrainam Granthi Iva, Jinanti Iva, Hasti Iva, Vichaya Yati. Gartham Iva Patati, Yadeva Jagrat Bhayam Pashyati, Tadatra Avidyaya Manyate. It says, he runs as though he falls into a ditch, as though he is cut by an enemy, as though there are several as though's everywhere. And at the end of the Upanishad says, everything similar to Jagrat he experiences. Jagrat Bhayam Pashyati Yadeva, Jagrat Bhayam Pashyati, as if in the Jagrat Avastha, whatever he experiences, he also experiences. But because of avidya, tadatra avidyaya manyate, because of avidya, because of ignorance, he feels as though all these things are all happening. The word avidya and the word eva, they indicate that swapna is only an imagination, a mental projection. It is not an event like jagradavastha, the waking state. This is shruti pramanam. And then yukti pramanam, logic is also given. Here also, and more clearly, it is given in Vaitetya Prakaranam, as I just read those slokas. We didn't only go into the details of that shloka. I only read it. But actually, we discussed it in Mandukya Karika, when we did in Mandukya. So what is the logic? The objects of dream do not have the required space to exist. That is the logically. For example, you dream so many things because all the objects exist within my head. I think of so many things in dream. They cannot exist within the small mind, small brain. According to Shatra, within the Swapna Nadi, they have the Swapna Nadi. They all exist within that. So how can a mountain exist within the body, within the Swapna Nadi? Therefore, objects do not have Uchita Desha, required space to exist. And the events of dream do not have the required time also to be real. Because in the dream, what happens? The experience of, you know, going all over the world. That is within a few minutes of dream. All things happen in a few minutes of a dream. One gets married, one gets children, one gets grandchildren. And they get married, all that thing, within a few minutes. Therefore, Swapna should be imaginary only. Uchita Kala Abhavat. Therefore, Swapna Prapancha is Mithya. Uchita Desha Kala Abhavat. This is the logic. Then the third is Anubhava. Experience also. The Pratyaksha Pramanam is Anubhava. Our own experience reveals. Gauda Padacharya tells in 4.35 of Mandukya Karika, the fourth Adhikarana, Prakarana. Mitradyai Saga Sammantriyam Sambuddhona Prapadyate Grihitam Chapiyat Kinchatim Pratibuddhona Pashyati. Whatever you acquire in dream, Grihitam Chapiyat Kinchatim, whether it is money or house or gift, you do not see them at all after you wake up. They disappear in thin air. Grihitam chapi yat kinchitim pratibuddho na pashyati. Grihitam chapi yat kinchitim, whatever one has received in swapna. Pratibuddha, after waking up, na pashyati, he never sees. If those things were really received, in fact, after waking up, you will be also able to use it. Therefore, Anubhava also proves that. Therefore, because of these reasons, Swapna Prapancha is Maya Matram. This is the sutra started with the word Maya Matram. So it is Maya Matram. This is general analysis. Now let us go to the word analysis. Maya Matram tu Katsmiyena Anabhivyakta Swarupatvat. That is the sutra. First, let us see the running meaning. Maya matram tu. Maya Matram refers to the dream creation is unreal only. We have to supply that too. Anabhivyakta Swarupatvat, because its features are not manifest. Abhivyaktam, anabhivyaktam. Manifest, non-manifest. And Karsnyena, in their totality. Now let us see the significance of the word. In their totality, because the features are not manifest. The word tu indicates the negation of Purvapakshi. Because we already told this is Siddhanti Sutra, so it negates Purvapakshi's claims in the first two sutras. So that we will know that the previous two sutras are Purvapakshi, and now the answer is Siddhanta. So Purvapaksha, so Vyavritartha tu, the tu refers to the Purvapaksha's contradiction. And the word Vyavritta. And then Maya Matram refers to Mithya Pradibhasika Satya Matra. It's Mithya. That is, it's only that it is Pratibhasika Satyam only. It is only subjective reality. It is only mental projection. It is not like Jagrat Prapancha. Jagrat Prapancha exists separate from mind. And in spite of my mind present or absent, Jagrat Prapancha exists. Whether my mind is there or not, Jagrat Prapancha is there. That is the creation of God. Whereas Swapna Prapancha is a mere mental projection. Maya Matram Bhavati Swapna Prapancha. Why? Anabhivyakta Swarupatvat. Because all features found in an object are not found in Swapna objects. Whatever features you find in objects in Jagrat Avastha, they are all not found in Swapna Avastha. Actually, this is a technical expression. Because all features are not fully present in Swapna Padartha. What is this? Actually, it's a very beautiful concept. Swamiji says, that this is like Einstein's theory of relativity almost. It's hinted here, he says. We say, which scientists also now agree, space and time never exist separate from objects. Space and time never exist separate from objects. Space and time are integral properties of an object. We can never separate time and space and talk as though they are separate things. That is why whenever you talk about a person, you should talk about various features that includes his or her location also. Without thinking of the location, one can never talk about an object. And this location is twofold. One is the spatial location. So we can never think of an object without an appropriate space location, the XYZ coordinates. And not only that, every object has to be thought of along with the time location also. So they call it in science, the fourth coordinate, namely T, XYZ and T, the three space coordinates and the time coordinates. Therefore, that T is called a time-wise location. Therefore, an object is full and complete only when you include time and space location also. Therefore, that also is the swarupam of an object. It is the swarupam of an object. Whereas in Swapna, what happens? The objects are there, but time, space, location are not appropriately there. Uchita Deshakala features are not there. They are there. Deshakala is there, but Uchita Deshakala is not there in dream. Therefore, Anabhivyakta Swarupa. Swarupa means Deshakala. And Shankaracharya talks about two more also actually. He says cause and nimittam also. Cause and nimitta, karanam and nimittam also includes. They are also not there. For example, for an object to come to existence, let us say, certain conditions are required, such as an appropriate cause and the duration, nimittam, both are required. Without cause, an effect cannot exist. Whereas in Swapna, without a seed, a tree appears suddenly. Where the tree appeared from. Without a parent, child will appear. Therefore, Desha, Kala, cause, nimittam, all these features are not there in Swapna. Therefore, Swapna objects are incomplete. And this incompleteness is indicated by the expression Karsneyana. That's a very complicated word. So Anabhivyakta Swarupam. Anabhivyakta means not manifest. And what is not manifest? Swarupam. All the features are not manifest. And Karsneyana in their totality. Very important. They also exist, but not in their totality as in the Jagrat. All the features are not manifest in their totality means they have name and form, but not appropriate time, space, nimittam, cause, conditions. So the word can be translated as Uchitam, Desham, Kala, Abhavat. And if you put in Mandukya Upanishad language, then we will feel at home. So Maya Matram Tu, Uchitam, Desham, Kala, Abhavat. So Anabhivyakta Swarupat, the Vigraha Vakyam. Vigraha Vakyam is a very nice concept. Vigraha Vakyam is the defining sentence which resolves a compound word in Sanskrit into the individual words and making the process of derivation clear. Actually, making the samasas clear, many compound words. The samasas, you this, do patacheda and try to analyze. For example, consider a word like Rama Rajyam. So the word is composed of Rama and Rajyam. And the Vigraha Vakya is Ramasya Rajyam, Rama's kingdom. Therefore, Anabhivyakta Swarupatvat, the Vigraha Vakya will be what? Anabhivyaktani Swarupani Yasyam Tad Anabhivyakta Swarupam Tasya Bhavaha Tasmat. So anyway, don't worry about that. So that is the Hetu. So Uchita Desha Kala Abhavat. Then Kasnyena. This word is one of the rarest words in Sanskrit. This is taken as an example for a word in which there is the biggest compound letter. If you take Katsnyam, in that I-T-S-N-Y-A, so many letters are there. So there are R-T-S-N-Y-A, R-T-S-N-Y-A, not I. They are there, R-T-S-N-Y-A, and Samyuktakshara, five letters here, and the vowel is A. So Katsnyam, Katsnyam is completeness. So Krishnasya Bhavaha. Karsnya. Why I take trouble to mention all this is, there is a particular way of understanding the chanting process that is called Varnakrama. That is, the Varnakrama is the method of chanting where a person knows all the qualities, all the features of each syllable, each letter the person knows. And then each letter has also, it has got so many, the place where the swara starts, these thanam, these so many things in the jati, varnam, all those things are all there for each letter. And a person should know all of them. So if a person, and also whether it is proximal to the subsequent vowel or the previous vowel, the nirnayam for all these things have to be done before they chant all those mantras. So Varnakrama, we actually, in one of our Vesamelams, we had a Varnakrama section where I explained all these things at that time. So Kasnim is a very complicated word. If somebody has to do Varnakrama for that word, it will be very challenging to them. So Kasnim is totality. And Kasniyena in its totality. So this is the significance of the words. Now, in Shankaracharya's Bhashya, Shankaracharya has elaborated further this analysis itself. He has not replied the Purvapakshi's arguments, but he has given only his own arguments to say that Swapna is unreal. He has not refuted Purvapakshi's argument, especially the Kathopanishad quotation. He has not negated it, when it said Ishvara is the creator of the Swapna. So what is your opinion? Ishvara creates dream or Jiva creates dream? That is the analysis we have to do and come to a conclusion that we will do in the next class. Yo veda dau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya yaparasa maheshwarah purnamada purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva avasishyate om shanti shanti shantihi shri gurubhyo namaha hari om krishna arpanamastu.